Good morning, everyone. We have a small but fierce crowd out here. Nice to see everyone. Happy New Year, everyone. Yes. Happy New Year to everyone joining us at home. Hello, everybody. As you may have guessed, I am not Bethany. Unfortunately, that would be quite the change for a New Year, I gotta say. Unfortunately, she is not feeling very well today, so she's not going to be able to be with us. And I will be leading us through our service. It also means that we're going to be having a slightly different service today, as we're not going to be having a sermon or a message as the usual way. We'll have some additional readings from the Bible, and hopefully that'll allow us to meditate a little bit on what this new year has in store for us. Let's begin with our call to worship. This one's in unison for everyone. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And now, please join us in singing two hymns of praise, number 712, Arise, Your Light Has Come, followed by number 555, Worship the Lord. That's again for everyone at home, 712, Arise, Your Light Has Come, and 555, Worship the Lord. Thank you. God of majesty and mystery, like the Magi following the star, we come to you in wonder. Your movement across the ages is wise beyond our comprehension, and your majesty is incomparable. Yet your love for us is also beyond imagination, and your presence with us is here in ways that we may not even recognize yet. We praise you for your steadfast love and offer you our trust for the days ahead as we seek to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, our newborn King. Our prayer of confession. We've come today to give praise to our God, to continue to celebrate the gift of God's Son, the light of the world. We want to give God all the praise and glory, but do we? God is worthy of it all, but do we give God our all? God has blessed us. What do we give in return? Eternal light, shine in our hearts. Eternal goodness, deliver us from evil. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of ignorance. Eternal compassion, have mercy upon us, that with all our heart and soul and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Here is our promise of forgiveness. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Be assured of God's forgiveness. Make a new start to this year. Be at peace with God. Be secure in the understanding that what God has planted in love, in and through God's people, God will make bloom. It is now time for our offering. The Magi offered rare and expensive gifts to honor the newborn Christ child. We may not bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but our gifts are used by God to build God's kingdom in the world. We will present our gifts and offerings, and as we do, we will sing number 798, What Gift Can We Bring? God of all neighborhoods and nations, we bring our gifts to you, grateful that you are with us in the good times and the hard times. We do not know what the year ahead will hold, but your love shines like a star to guide us. Bless these gifts and bless us and use them and us in the service of your mission to the world. Amen. All right. So in terms of our illustrated word for today, as we know, Bethany's not here. Now, Bethany was going to do the illustrated word, as well as she's going to do with lots of other things in this sermon, in this service. And so I thought it might be a good time for us, for both the me and the young among us and the young at heart, to take some time to reflect on all the gifts that are actually needed to make Sunday happen. Okay? So let's just throw it out there to anyone in the church or online if they want to send a message. What sort of gifts do you think we need in order to make church happen on a Sunday? Just this service. What needs to happen in order to get us all here? Any ideas? Technology. We need someone to run the technology, and these days we need more than one someone to run the technology. Right now we have Mark on this side, and we also have Steve, who is running the meeting. Well, he's not running the meeting, but he's supervising the meeting. He's our online duty elder. Bet you didn't know we had one of those. Yes, Kaylee? We need music. Yes, we need someone not only to play the music, as Shannon is doing a wonderful job, but also to prepare the music, decide what songs are going to be sung every week, which is also something that Shannon does. And we also know that sometimes we even have special music that comes in. We have a lot of people very gifted in our congregation and also outside of our congregation to make sure we have music. Anything else? What else do we need? Gifted preaching, which we will not be having today. absolutely. Yes, but this is something that we need on a regular basis whenever we meet. We need to be able to have someone to encourage us to think in new and complex ways. The Spirit does that in all of us, but it's useful to have someone to help us along and to help each other, right? You may have guessed that we also need someone to run the service, right? Which is my job today. And that sort of brings us around to the main point of what I'm trying to say here, is that we are, our congregation and our communities and our neighborhoods are just jam-packed full of gifts. And as we heard earlier I believe it was our assurance of pardon, it's actually our assurance of a prayer of adoration, we sometimes see God around us in ways that we are not expecting, and we may not even realize it until afterwards. And for those of us who are young or young at heart, one of the ways that we can be showing this, the most important way really, is by sharing the gifts that we might not think would be perfect for church, for a Sunday service. But what God calls us to do is not just come to church on Sunday, right? There's so many more ways that we can serve our neighbors and serve God through that in our communities, right? I'm thinking of all the people using their gifts to help Bethany feel better over the next couple days so that she'll be able to do some of that good preaching next week. Okay? So to everyone, I encourage you to think as we go through this service and as we go into this new year, what gifts do you have that you may not think are necessary or useful, but with the inspiration of the Spirit, can go a long way. All right, I think we have children's song, right. Bethany has the gifts of organization more than I do, sometimes. All right, We Three Kings, number 173. Thank you. Let us join together now for our reading from the Bible today. In the law and the prophets, you give us your will, and in Jesus Christ, you have revealed your love. Open our minds by the power of your Spirit as we hear these words for your people, and let the endless creativity of your indwelling love inspire us to new ways of loving our neighbor, whoever they may be. Our scripture today, we got two of them to make up for Bethany's aforementioned great preaching. We're going to start with Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12, which is on page 934 of your Pew Bible. And then we will finish with Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 6, which is on page 723 of your Pew Bible. One more time for people at home, that's Matthew 2, 1 to 12 on page 934. And Isaiah 60, 1 to 6 on page 723. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who shall be my shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And now from Isaiah, quite a few hundred years before. See if it connects. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons and daughters come from, or your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you, and the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And from Sheba will come, all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay. I would encourage you to contemplate what we just read as we go into our hymn of response, number 172, "As with Gladness, Men of Old." Number 172, "As with Gladness, Men of Old." be seated. Hear the prayer, and please join me in your hearts in the prayer of thanksgiving and intercession. God of all time and space, you guided the Magi on their ancient journey. You watched over Jesus, Mary, and Joseph when they fled as refugees. And you walk with us into a year of many unknowns. Thank you that we will never take any journey without you. We thank you for the year just passed, for walking through the good days and the hard days with us. We give thanks for new possibilities emerging in ministry and mission. Give us courage to take them up with confidence. Thank you for our friendships within this congregation and with neighbors outside this community, which help us to cope in ever-changing times. Open our eyes to what we have to share with others as your Spirit guides us into the future. In gratitude, our humble hearts kneel before you, God. Receive our humble prayers. The year just ending has held sorrows and challenges for us too. We remember dear ones who have died and pray for those who look ahead in loneliness or sadness. We pray for those who have faced challenges in health or in their families or at work. We pray particularly who currently faces his ongoing battle with cancer. We pray that your Spirit is with him and with the doctors and all those who bring their gifts as a sign of worship and praise to help him. Support each one of us who needs you close by. In compassion, our hearts kneel before you, God. Receive our humble prayers. God of light and love, as we face the year ahead, we are aware that much around us is still uncertain. We seek your strength and guidance in each challenge we will face. Draw near to each one who must confront illness, loss, or changing circumstances. Guide leaders in communities and countries around the world so that justice and peace may prevail in troubled places, and generous giving will bring hope to vulnerable lives. Be with the thousands of our unhoused and underhoused neighbors in this city as they face constant stigma, struggle against the elements, and a lack of political will to provide the supports they need. In particular, please be with our lost neighbor, AR, and their family and loved ones as they were lost to us on your birthday, and that brings us great sorrow. Empower us to advocate alongside the most vulnerable in our community for the supports they need, for the dignity that they deserve as your image bearers, and help us to create a system that supports all. In anticipation, our hearts kneel before you, O God. Receive our humble prayers. God of community and commitment, we pray for wisdom and courage in the year ahead. Guide those for whom new opportunities appear and choices must be made. Strengthen our congregation as we seek to witness to your love. Make us faithful citizens who work together for the good of your whole creation. Receive our humble prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to join us once more in our commissioning hymn, number 176, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. For those at home, 176, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Go in courage and confidence to face the year ahead, sure that the light of Christ will guide you. Let God's love, like a shining star, guide you to those most in need, that you may show your love by supporting those to whom Christ comes to us. And may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you. May God be gracious to you and give you joy and peace this day and every day and evermore. Amen.